This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
All right, we said it. It's Black Monday here. Lot of firings in the NFL. The Cleveland Browns fired their head coach, Kevin Stefanski, after six seasons. Wasn't he a coach of the year a couple of years ago? He's out. So those of you that hated the things that he did or didn't say about Shedeur Sanders, you don't have to worry about that. I don't know if Shedeur Sanders is the future for Cleveland, but certainly it's not Kevin Stefanski anymore. Cardinals fire Jonathan Gannon. Oh, come on. Shoom, shoom, shoom guy. I liked that guy. Shoom, shoom, shoom. You remember that? No? Fireworks. All of it. They fired him on Monday. After a 37-20 loss to the Rams, that concluded their worst season of the modern era, 3-14. Come on, you don't remember the shoom, shoom, shoom thing? It was amazing. Raiders are firing Pete Carroll.
No.
After one season.
They should stop calling this Black Monday and start calling it Silver and Black Monday.
Well, what did they expect? Why? Okay, Mike, why did they hire Pete Carroll? Culture change? Try to bring in what he brought, some kind of that culture from Seattle to Las Vegas?
I don't think it worked.
Well, you only gave it a year. One does not build culture overnight. Ask Sean Payton that. His culture was Russell Wilson. I have to eliminate dudes from having their own office and quarterbacks coaches. So I have to do a lot here in that first year. And then we get to the winning.
They want to change the culture of the Raiders. Just bring in law enforcement. Arrest them all.
The Atlanta Falcons. There you go, Big Hub. They fired Coach Raheem Morris and general manager Terry Fontenot on Sunday night after two straight disappointing seasons. Big Hub says Falcons did it right after the win. Right after the win, LOL. Yeah, that's tough. Finished what they finished, 8-9. Is that what they were? I mean, that was a weird division all year. There's your fun division story, Mike, that you like to talk about so much, of an 8-9 team getting in.
And I hope they lose. If you're an 8-9 team and you make it into the playoffs, you should have a choice. Either you make it in the playoffs or you lose a draft pick. If you go to the playoffs.
What are you? I Dream a Genie?
You
just make your own little stupid rules that nobody agrees with?
8-9 and you go and you have a chance to win the Super Bowl? No.
Didn't the Giants do that one year?
No, they didn't.
What were they?
9-7.
Oh, because one more win is like, oh, wow.
You have to win at least half your games, and even that, I feel like that's just.
I think they should just have two teams in the playoffs. They should just not even have a playoffs. They should just have the top team in the NFC and the top team in the AFC play the Super Bowl. Don't even do the playoffs. Just go at it.
No, you should, but it's just like don't let mediocrity make it into the playoffs.
How'd you feel about the college football playoffs over the weekend?
I mean, it was quite interesting. Miami's better than we all thought they were.
Yes.
And Indiana's as good as I thought they were. But I think some of it is, you know, that long rest. If you have 2 weeks rest, that's one thing. 3 weeks is that's tough.
Don't get me started on the stupid dating of all this. Can we stop with this argument, though? You and I can at least agree on this, that just because they're G5, it's going to be a blowout, because I've seen a lot of blowouts.
Yeah, there
outside
were a lot
of the G5. Oregon shut out Texas Tech. James Madison put up 34 against Oregon. Texas Tech couldn't put up any points. Indiana absolutely waxed Alabama 38-3.
That's no surprise.
The Ole Miss Georgia game, though, that was.
That shocked me.
That was a shocking for sure, but also an amazing football game. They put the stage on there like 14 times before they finally like said okay, because there was time on the clock after the safety. There was like a minute left or whatever. Miami beat Ohio State 24-14. So now it'll be Ole Miss and Miami. I'm sure everybody predicted that, and Indiana and Oregon.
I predicted that side. I didn't predict the other side.
Are you on
side.
Indiana's side? Are you rooting for Indiana in this game?
I'm rooting for Indiana. If Indiana doesn't win it, then I want Oregon to win it because, you know, even though I hate Oregon so damn much.
Support the conference.
It's Big 12. Yeah. Big 10.
Brady.
I call it Big Pack.
Biggest surprise to you as far as, I'm going back to the coaching thing, the coaching firings. Are you surprised any of these guys got fired? Stefanski?
Not really. About week 13, 14, I was hearing rumors that maybe Pete Carroll would not come back. And I'm like, okay. And then like 2 weeks later, I'm like, yeah, he's not coming back.
Well, and like Gannon, just not good. And you're just getting worse. And
I mean,
that didn't work out.
You have that game yesterday against a very, very injured Kansas City Chiefs, and it was close. You have everything to play for. Like, you seriously should try to win that game. That is a rival. You want to save your coach's job.
No, you want the draft pick.
They already had it.
Did they, no matter what?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll side with you on that.
They already had it. The Giants lost. They already had it. They should have tried to win. Like, no matter what, it was a close game.
He said, Chris Brady, I watched a pregame show yesterday. Sounds like Philip Rivers could be in the running for a head coach job. What say the whole monitor? I like that.
Give him some kind of offensive assistant first.
Yeah, quarterback's coach, something like that first. I'm not – like basketball seems to make a better –
the Raiders just hired
basketball
him.
Seems to make a better leap with former players, and then their next role is a head coach like Jason Kidd. Style or why am I blanking on Lakers coach right now? Wow, just completely left my brain. We've seen that in football. I don't know that you make the leap from player, especially because he played just this year. I don't know that you make that leap. He'd be a good motivator though. But I mean... No.
Hey, guys, we're going to win this gosh darn game. Don't let those guys give you any crap.
Go Pokes. Can the Chargers beat the Patriots? Yes.
As a matter of fact, I'm calling that now. I think the Chargers do beat the Patriots and go on to lose to the Broncos again.
Wait. Breaking news. Breaking news. Right here. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I have this. This is wild news today. Where's the breaking news stuff? Please.
I haven't played it in a while. I can't.
Where is it? Breaking news. Okay, Micah, repeat that.
I'm the breaking news?
Yeah, you're the breaking news. We've never heard this song before.
Oh, I'm predicting the Chargers to win.
And what happens next?
They lose to the Broncos.
Yeah, there you go. That's the breaking news of the day.
I don't think the Patriots are that great of a team, so...
J.J. Redick, thank
you.
It's
going to be tough for them,
thank you,
Chargers have a pretty darn good defense.
I don't know where I am on anything yet, Mike. I'm not ready to even say the Broncos are moving past the divisional round yet. I don't know. But I wouldn't be shocked if they're playing the Chargers. I don't know. I have to assess the game, Mike. I'm not like you that goes, oh, I like the Broncos, so they're going to win. Noob. But I bet if Denver was 8-9, he would be all about going to the playoffs. Yeah, you wouldn't care then.
I would say I hate it, but I'm glad they're going to the playoffs.
Exactly.
I would say I don't think they deserve to go to the playoffs.
You're a bad person.
You know, I'm glad they're going.
You're a bad person, Mike.
No, I would say that they are undeserving of going. I would say that, and I would say, well, they're going to the playoffs, so I'm happy, but I'm also unhappy. I'm happy they're getting this hand out.
Go Pokes. You talk about the Pats. Not great. Is that what you said? Not great. They've got the NFL MVP and the coach of the year. Is Drake May going to be the MVP?
I don't think they're as good as people say.
Is this a weird year for the MVP? Drake May's pretty damn good. But they're kind of like the Broncos in that regard, where they didn't have that tough of a schedule. Mike, you even can admit that, right? The Broncos did not have that tough of a schedule.
Yeah, the schedule was supposed to be way tougher more difficult than it actually turned out to
Kansas
be.
Kansas City turned out to not be very good. They caught Philadelphia at a really weird time. Who else am I missing? As far as teams that they beat. Houston. That was the first game without Stroud.
And we hurt their quarterback.
They hurt because he was out early. Although Houston turned out to be pretty good with him. Big Hub says, Matt Ryan for front office duty with the Falcons. What do you think? I don't know, man. With this kind of stuff, like, I never know, because what is his resume? Starting quarterback, very good. He's done some commentating stuff. He was MVP. He was really good. What does that... Does that qualify you to be a GM? I don't know. What qualified John Elway? Well, to be honest, his business acumen, and also he ran the whatchamacallits, the Colorado Crush. Yeah. And didn't they win?
They did get a championship.
And then that league dissolved.
The league is still around, I believe, but after the 2008 crisis, or there was some kind of crisis. I don't know if it was 2008. Something happened. The Crush decided not to rejoin.
Okay. Go Poke says, would you hire Peyton as a head coach, Peyton Manning? He would be one I would consider making that kind of a leap more than Philip Rivers, just because Peyton Manning's mind. I mean, Rivers is good too with that, but Manning, like, wouldn't you say that Peyton Manning, of all the quarterbacks ever, you would say he has had the best mind for it?
He does have one of the best minds for it. I don't know if he'd want to be the coach.
Well, I don't think he would want to, dude. Peyton Manning's on a gravy train with biscuit wheels, dude. Everything he does turns to gold.
Yeah, it's like his show is so damn entertaining.
All the stuff that he's producing now.
He's making a joke of himself. He interviews people who have beaten him up over the years.
And he does 4 million commercials. Dude, he's on his schedule. Save for, having to be in his basement on certain Monday nights. Like, I wouldn't. Some guys want to compete, and he's an ultimate competitor, but he's competing a different way now. He's competing for ratings and all that. So I wouldn't. I mean, would I hire him if he was interested? Sure, but could Manning go away from the spotlight? He's in the spotlight. He's funny. He's got a great mind for entertainment, which I never would have necessarily guessed when he was rocking it for the Colts. He's a very funny guy, though, but I wouldn't have guessed he would have lit the world on fire the way he has. I don't know why he would want to.
When he made it to Saturday, when they invited him on Saturday Night Live, and they had that United Way commercial.
Yes, that's right. That's
you saw something in him.
Yep, that was when it was like, holy crap, that was hilarious. And everything he's done since has been
gold.
Has been outstanding. He said, Chris says, I'm going New England. I mean, I think it could be a hell of a game. So Steelers, Texas. So the Broncos will play the worst seed to win. That's how this is going to go. They'll get the worst seed when it's all said and done in the divisional round. Could see the Texans if the Bills lose and the Chargers lose. Could see the Bills. If the Patriots beat the Chargers and the Jags beat and the Bills beat the Jags, who would you rather face in the divisional round of the playoffs, Michael? And don't do the thing that you're thinking in your brain.
The thing that I'm thinking in my brain.
It doesn't matter. I don't want to play the Chargers.
I do. I want a revenge game. Actually, I really want to.
The matchup is not. I don't like the matchup.
I want revenge from the Bills.
The Bills. I want the Bills. Bring me the Bills. Bring me Josh.
Yes.
On a
bring
silver
me the
platter.
Bills so we can get our revenge.
Yes, that's what I want. Revenge from the playoff loss. That's what I want.
Or go if Pokes the Jaguars says, beat them, then eventually we'll take on the Jaguars because they're going to go.
Yeah,
through
you got film now, and you got a loss, so it's harder to beat a team twice, that kind of thing. Go Pokes says, unfortunately, Josh is going to have to break y'all's hearts if the Pats don't lose. Go Pokes, I know he's a poke, so he's going to be Josh first, and then whatever. I don't think the Bills are. This isn't the same Bills team. You would think this is the prime opportunity for Josh Allen because his arch nemesis, Patrick Mahomes, and maybe a second arch nemesis, although he's had his number, Lamar Jackson, are both out. This is his opportunity. But I like the Bills. Bring me the Bills. Bring it. Bring it. Bring it. Bring it. I don't know if they get past the Jags, though. I don't know that they do.
I think the Jags beat them by
10
points.
If it was in Buffalo, maybe I'd say something different.
If it was Buffalo, it'd be one score.
Yeah. Faith says, the game last night was absolutely wild. What an emotional roller coaster for those fan bases. Yeah. I can't lie to you, though.
I feel bad for those kickers.
Yeah, but I was like, I kind of want to see Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs one more time. I like Mike Tomlin. I'm rooting for the Steelers to beat the Texans. Like, as far as my fan hat here, I want the Steelers. If I'm just going fans and I'm not thinking about the Broncos, I want the Steelers to beat the Texans. I'm going to root for Josh Allen to beat the Jags, although I don't hate the Jags. And I'm going to root for the Patriots. Yes. Why? Why? Why are you looking at me like...
How do you not hate the Jags?
Why would I hate the Jags?
Because they beat the Broncos in the playoffs in 1997.
I don't hate teams for beating my teams. Now, if they're jerks about it and it's a real rival, like I don't like the Chiefs. I don't like the Chiefs. I don't really like the Chargers. The Raiders are a non-factor. They're terrible. They fire their coaches all the time. They are a fly.
And they're still worth hating.
Buzz off of me. No, I don't even give them my hate. They're so low. They don't even register on the whole show radar. They're not even on it. I don't hate the Jags because they beat the Broncos. I welcome the challenge, but I don't hate them for beating Denver.
I will always hate them.
Well, you hate every team then, because every team is probably beating the Broncos.
Yeah, but the way they beat the Broncos in 97.
Yeah, that sucked.
14-point favorite.
It was brutal, but it developed a hell of a fun off-and-on rivalry in our history, in our Broncos history, so I like it.
Yeah. Well, Jason Elam did break that record against the Jaguars. So that
there you go.
That felt good.
There you go. Panthers, Rams, who are you rooting for?
I think Rams take that
one. No, who are you rooting for?
Probably the Packers.
No, I'm rooting for... No, Panthers, you mean? Panthers, Rams.
Oh, Panthers, I'm sorry. Oh, then definitely I'm rooting for the Rams.
You kind of blacked out there.
I just hate a team that doesn't deserve to be in the playoffs.
There you go. Yeah. That's why I was like, man, this would be obvious for you. Eagles, Niners. Who are you rooting for? I'm rooting for the Eagles. Why don't I like the Niners, Mike?
I don't know. I don't like the Niners
Maybe
either.
Because we didn't go with Kyle Shanahan, and I'm like, I don't want good things to happen to guys that we didn't go with. I don't know. But I'm kind of rooting for Josh Allen, so maybe that goes away.
I feel bad about this game. I feel like both teams are just, whoever wins is going to go to the next game and just get clobbered. So it doesn't matter who wins. They're going to lose. I'm guessing 49ers because I just don't have any faith in the Eagles.
I'm going to go with the Eagles. I'm going to feel like they get it right.
You just want to disagree with me.
No, I said before that. I just don't like the Niners. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Just don't care if they win ever or lose. I don't care. Bears, Packers. Well, we got to root for the Bears, right? Because of Hall of Famer Faith. I'm going for the Bears.
I'm going to root for the Packers then.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know who I hate more, the Packers or the Bears.
Why do you hate the Bears?
I think that no matter what, the Bears are going to win.
I'm rooting for the... I also interviewed Brian Urlacher years ago, so I'm rooting for the Bears for that.
He has fake hair.
Man, looks good. Faith says, remember, I'm nice to you, Michael, when you pick Bears, Packers, LOL. Well, he already picked the Packers.
No, I'm...
Wow.
I'm rooting for the Packers, maybe. I don't know who I'm rooting for.
You have to just tell
me. It doesn't matter.
Me.
The Bears are going to win. I think the Bears are just that much better.
I'm rooting for the Bears. Okay, here's how I think it's going to go down.
I'm rooting for the UNC Bears.
Oh, yeah, I want to talk about that, too. The Montana trip was not friendly for UNC.
They'll get them back.
They came off that major high beating CU. Was it too much? I mean, the Montana trip is always difficult. It's always difficult. Faith says, I'm appalled and hurt. Wow, you hurt Faith, the nicest person in the world, and you hurt her. I don't know, man, what kind of New Year's resolution you set, but it's not a good one.
I don't set New Year's resolution. Well,
Maybe you should.
I only truly root for the Broncos.
Noob says, I know my betting pattern for the week can go opposite of Michael all weekend. Here's what I think's going down. Gut time. Not analytics or anything. This is gut. Texans over the Steelers. Bills over the Jags. Yes. Josh Allen goes off. Chargers over the Patriots. Rams over the Panthers. 49ers over the Eagles. Bears over the Packers. What are you counting?
I'm counting what you're going to go this weekend, and I was trying to remember who I picked earlier. And I think, other than the Bills, you're going to go 5-1.
I'll do a special with the picks on Friday. Don't worry.
Everybody knows
picks
that.
Are on Friday. Everybody knows that. We're still doing them. What are we going to do now, though, when football's over? Do I do picks still? Do I pick a random game?
You could pick the Rockies.
They're not playing for a while, Mike.
I know, baseball's but just, in the just summer. Predict how many losses they're going to have, which is all of them.
Let's see, Noob. Remember the pattern, how sometimes it goes either all home teams win or one team or the opposite. It'll be all the road teams at one home team win on wild card weekend and one home team on wild card weekend. I'm rooting for Aaron Rodgers, but I just don't think the Steelers. I don't know, though. That game last night, they looked different.
Aaron Rodgers isn't good in the playoffs.
No, and they also, Baltimore's defense is. So they took advantage of that. Yeah, that's how I feel about my picks. And the college football playoffs, give me Oregon over Indiana. Give me Miami over Ole Miss. Why do they play?
You're going to be 1-1.
Ole Miss, the Verbo Fiesta Bowl is on Thursday. And is that right? What's today? The 5th? So the 6th is tomorrow. The 7th is Wednesday. The 8th? Yeah. And then Friday? Friday is the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl? The 9th? Is that Friday? Yes?
Well, let's see here.
Yes.
The 9th is Friday, yeah.
Okay.
I will definitely be tuned in to the Peach Bowl.
Yeah. 5:30
Millions
Friday.
Of peaches. Peaches for free.
Yeah. Who sang that?
The Presidents of the United States of America.
That's a lot of presidents. How'd they get them all together?
I don't know. There were just four of them.
We have the FCS Championship tonight, Mike. I'm excited. That's going to be right here on KFKA. So Illinois State and Montana State. Let's go Montana State. We're rooting for Montana State, Mike.
Yeah, you kind of have to.
You root for the Big Sky?
You want the team that trounced the team you root for.
Right, correct. The formula. Well. Part of the formula, right?
The formula, yeah. And the presidents of the United States of America are from Seattle.
Who cares? 29 minutes after the hour. Nobody cares. We'll take a short break here. Coming up next, let's talk basketball. Let's talk college basketball. Colorado State, nice bounce back win for them. Are we worried about the UNC Bears? Before we break, Mike, I have a $25 gift certificate to the hottest spot in Northern Colorado, the Big City Roadhouse. $25 gift certificate. I'm going to take caller number 10 on the First Advantage Hotline, 970-353-1310, a $25 gift certificate to the Big City Roadhouse. We'll be right back.
Never could believe the way you are. Every day I bless the day that Hall of Fame Preps Talk. Listen to Coach speak. Weekdays at 10 at Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You know, Renaissance Insurance, they're kind of famous for doing all the small things. They will sit down with you. Look at that, Mike. And they'll go through your insurance plan. And they'll do all the stuff that maybe people like me are like, ah, dude, that's boring. I don't know anything about insurance. Help me out here. Give me the best rates. They're going to be there for you. That's Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor. Call my guy, Ryan Hicks. He is a diehard basketball guy. He's a Buffs fan, but he's obviously more of a Bears fan. So I wonder how he was feeling when the Bears beat the Buffs. A week or two ago now, Mike? I've lost time. It's gone. Renaissance Insurance, 970-674-8825. Yeah.
I was going to make a pun, but it was so bad, I can't do it.
What's different from all the other ones that you've
done? No, most of my puns are great.
They're
not great, I apologize.
Quick note here. I'm just going to say it. Is it Haas Haney? Is that right? New recruit for CSU on the football side of things. And that dude can run. Mike. So you got the guy that was going to commit to UConn, and now he's committing to CSU. He can run. I just want a running quarterback. I'm not saying that that's my end-all, be-all favorite quarterback ever, but for CSU, I'm just ready for it. I think it's time they have a mobile quarterback, like really mobile. BFN was kind of mobile, but I want a guy that's like freaking making dudes miss. So excited about that. Basketball? So, first off, on this Haas, great name, Haas Haney, I believe. It's H-E-J-N-Y. Is the J silent? H-E-J-N-Y. He was, what was he with? He was with Oklahoma State? Yes, I got to get more information. Yeah, I like it. I'm happy. It's cool. Running quarterback. Let's make it happen. All about the run when it comes to Colorado. So I'm trying to figure it out right now. Where did he play? Who's a commit to? He was with, he's with Oklahoma State. And didn't he play for TCU too? I don't know. Maybe he's been with a couple teams. But he can move. Like it. Colorado State basketball. I'll admit, Mike, I was kind of worried. The Rams got absolutely destroyed by Utah State a while ago, 100-58. Just really bad. Then a competitive game for the most part, but really fizzled down the stretch. Lost to Nevada, 75-62. Still no Memba, still no Kyle Jorgensen, who's been out for a bit now. But they bounce back and they beat Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon, new to the Mountain West, thought that was going to happen next year, but they said no. Mountain West said, nope, we want them in now. The Rams were dogs in this game and got it done 70-60 behind an excellent performance by Kerry Booth. 19 points, 6-for-6 from the free throw line, also 12 boards. That guy's getting really good for Colorado State. So a nice bounce back game for them in the conference. They are now 1-2 in the Mountain West. They play the 2-1. They play New Mexico. That's tomorrow night, Michael, 7 o'clock. That's probably where my brain's going to go tomorrow night. 7 o'clock, Colorado State and New Mexico square off. New Mexico's 11-3, 2-1 in the Mountain West. The Rams 10-4, 1-2 in the Mountain West. Probably dogs in this game. Or no, I think CSU might be a favorite in this game. It's at Moby. So let's get it done, Rams. We'll see if we get a big win tomorrow, and I'll beg Ollie for Okmanesh to come on and tell us all about it a little bit later on. What else happened? The Buffs, they bounced back after their loss to UNC. They beat Arizona State 95-89. How are we feeling about the UNC Bears, Mike? We were riding the highest of highs for a moment when they took down the Colorado Buffaloes. But since, they've dropped two in a row to start conference play, 89-75 to Montana State and 88-79 to Montana, failing to get to pass the 80-point mark two games in a row. I watched.
You're about to have a letdown.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of that game. Quinn Danker kind of came back down to earth after, you know, getting back from the injury, exploding against the Buffs, and, you know, 14 points for him against Montana.
So all this happened after his interview with you.
Yeah, maybe I inflate his brain to know. I don't think he's a kind of guy that gets cocky. Ring Neary in that game played just 6 minutes. He gets kind of banged up in that game. So tomorrow during the two-man game podcast, we'll talk about that. My guy Brock Wisney, though, who will join me tomorrow. Couldn't do it today, Mike. And I know you were asking, where's the Brock Wisney show? Brock, my guy, who had 22 points and 8 boards and 4 assists against Montana, will be on with us tomorrow. Crazy schedule for them as they're shifting into conference play, trying to figure stuff out.
Wisney didn't want to come on the same day as Crum was. He was like, oh, man.
Crum wasn't on this show. That's the second Crum reference. How did you handle that interview? When Bruce had a Bronco on the show, you know, under the radar, important Bronco, by the way, former Cowboy. How did you handle that? Did you ask for his autograph?
I called him, and he was like, oh, hey, you're the famous Micah Kilpatrick. I keep wanting to meet you.
No, he gave Bruce some time, though, man. He was on for 2 segments.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah. I figured as soon as you made the phone call, he'd be like, I got to go. The Bears will play Idaho State on Thursday night, 6 o'clock on ESPN+. Idaho State is kind of right in the middle right now. They're 1-1. Big Sky is a very competitive conference, man. It's a very difficult conference. But the Bears, you really need to bounce back. It's an important win, important game coming up Thursday. You don't want to start 0-3 in conference play. 42 minutes after the hour, Mike. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Cody Tucker with 7220sports.com, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around here, I'll make a more day. I get one down in a second if you wait. I fly like paper, get high.
Transfer portal news for Colorado State. Owen Long is going to enter the portal, but I don't have it in front of me, but something like, hey, I'm keeping all options open, so maybe not slamming the door to a return to CSU, but that guy will have all the offers, so he will not be back. I saw Kevin Lytle's tweet that said, hey, the post kind of more or less meant that there's still a path to come back, but man, no, that guy's big money. Big money. My guy, Jackson Warren, who was playing tight end for CSU, looked pretty good to start the season, then got hurt. He entered the portal, and he is committed to North Carolina. He's going to go play with Bill Belichick. You think we could get Jackson on to talk to us about Bill Belichick at some point? That would be kind of cool. This is funny to me now. The state of football, where we are now. You know, in the NFL, when we get into free agent window, it's the free agent tracker. ESPN has their college football transfer portal live, tracking news and updates. Dude, I've been so hot and heavy on talking college and how to fix it and all this whatnot. But man, I got to admit, when I took a little break the last couple of weeks, I mean, we did a few shows, but we were just trying to get to all the big games coming up.
It was nice to take a little sidestep from it because it's all over the place. But now that we're starting the new year and we'll be back Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 every single day, we'll be jumping into it more and more of how to fix college sports as they sit today. But I just thought it was fascinating that if you go to ESPN, you've got the college football transfer portal live tracking news and updates. Wild to me. 48 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break here. Wrap up hour number two. Coming up, we got buy or sell. More on the college football playoffs and the NFL playoffs. Who we like and why. Got to remember who my gut picks were. Don't go anywhere. I promise you're going to enjoy yourself if you stick around.
Find out what's happening in your community. Sports news and talk. Good morning, NoCo. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
On the Rocks Liquor. Man, they hooked you up over the holidays, man. They were there. They were coming up with great new deals each and every week, and we appreciate them. They're coming up on a big-time anniversary, too. We'll tell you more about that because I'm sure there's going to be great opportunities to win stuff, get stuff at a discount, and beyond at On the Rocks Liquor, half a mile south of Highway 34 on 47th Avenue. Tell them we sent you here from The Whole Show, powered by Chevron. Coming up in the final hour of the show, we got buy or sell. And I want to get into the NFL playoffs. I'm excited for the weekend, man. Here on KFKA, we are your Northern Colorado home for NFL playoff coverage, courtesy of Westwood One. I'm excited. Good games. Is it weird not having the Chiefs in the playoffs? Or is it kind of like we've already forgotten about them?
I've already forgotten about them.
We kind of wrote them off. We wrote them off, and they were mathematically eliminated like 18 years ago. And it's, I got to admit, it's kind of refreshing. I like greatness. I root for it. But the Chiefs, it was kind of difficult. It was difficult to do that. So I'm glad they're not in it. But the Broncos get the week off. That's huge. But a big task, no matter who they face, lies ahead. But more importantly, it will be in the Mile High City. Buy or sell coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.